time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Browns on Sunday afternoon.
Appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate you all being over there, too. Thanks for being here. Great win. Great bounce back win. A great winning football win in terms of handling a really tough week, a really challenging week, but also understanding, you know, what it takes to bounce back and win the next week or play a good football game. And I thought we did the things we needed to do. The guys already knew how to do those things, but to come out here and do them in this game in terms of winning maturity, if you want to call it that, and Marlon mentioned that, something we had talked to the team about, that kind of that maturing as a football team to win games like that. They did that in this game, and this was a tough game. The score doesn't really indicate it, but this was a grind of a football game. You guys saw the game. You know that's true. So it was a grind, and probably one of the biggest things, there's a lot of turning points in that game, you know, the block punt and Nate's interception to set up the first 10 points, but also the fact that our offense was backed up three times in the first half, all the way back, you know, inside the 10, even inside the five-yard line, and didn't cave to that high-pressure defense in terms of them making a play there that would have turned the game around and put them in the game. I think that's probably the winning key to the game, especially offensively. And you just keep pushing. You don't make mistakes. They overcame some things on a couple drives, especially the drive that got us back to 17, and then made plays at the end against a defense that, you know, is loaded up to stop the run. So that was good to see, too. Proud of the guys. What questions do you have?
John, was there anything said when you were going into that fourth quarter, you know, you got that double-digit lead in, was there anything said, because you had talked about one of the things you wanted to do was how people communicated on the sideline. Was there anything said in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, you know, I don't remember any specific thing other than, you know, game's not over. You know, game's not over. Let's go. Let's finish it up and do what we got to do, things like that.
How important was it to see that type of response and immediately from your defense, especially with the takeaways?
It was important. It was important. You know, that's I wanted to see a good defense. You know, I wanted to see the defense that I believe we can be, you know, a defense that we've been working to be. I wanted to see that. We saw that a lot, and we can get better, and we need to get better. But, you know, we'll chase that too, you know. But I thought the defense really stepped up and played a good football game.
John, we've seen Roquan over the years pretty well as a Raven. Yeah. Would you say that's his best game as a Raven?
Well, man, that's a tough question. You know, I don't know if it's his best game ever, maybe. Probably he could answer that better. I've seen so many good ones, you know, it's in that category. But he's such a consistent player. That's probably why it's such a hard question to answer, because he plays so well, you know, pretty much every week.
John, another thing that Marlon said this week was, you know, we're not going to have a repeat of last year. The guys who do it right are going to play. You know, you saw more opportunities for a guy like TJ Tampa, a guy like Teddy. And linebacker, how do you feel like some of those decisions played out after?
Yeah, and, you know, those decisions are should be looked at in a positive light. You know, we were going to want to give guys opportunities. TJ's been practicing well the last couple of weeks. Teddy's been practicing well, you know, but that's no slam on anybody else. I mean, Trent's been playing well. He played well in the game, too, so I don't have any negative to say about any of those guys. You know, but it's good to see those guys step up and play well, and the opportunity presents itself, and we want everybody to be able to respond that way. So, you know, and even I know you're going to ask me about Jair. Jair Alexander is going to play great football for us this year. You know, it's just I kind of made the decision. He's pushing me hard, but I made the decision. Let's get completely right in football shape. You know what I mean? You got to be in football shape, and he didn't get a chance to be in training camp for the full thing. So he's healthy. He's going to be fine, and he'll be out there very soon playing great ball for us.
In your wide receiver room, Tylan Wallace kind of gets lost sometimes in the discussion, but he comes into the touchdown. Yeah. He had the big fumble recovery just before the touchdown. What does he bring, and how important is a guy like that to the whole thing?
You know, I'll tell you, it'd be a great question for Lamar, too, because I know he's a guy that Lamar trusts. He's a football player. He's a football player, and he does football things. He blocks people. He catches passes when you throw it to him, returns punts, you know, catches, breaks tackles and runs for touchdowns. Right, Lamar? You remember that one? Zay?
Nice.
You know? Zay's guy. So, proud of these guys. And I tell you, these two guys, man, not just these two guys. I mean, guys like Roe and Kyle Hamilton and Kyle, all the guys. I can't mention them all. Ronnie. Guys that just led this week and just kept their poise and just locked in and said, you know, let's have a great week of practice and get ready to go play a really tough football game against a good team that had a lot to play for, who's going to win. I've said it before. They're going to win a lot of games this year.
John, did you also feel it was a strong bounce-back game for the special teams? I mean, you had – obviously, the block punt, but you also had, I mean, LaJonte had a nice return to set up a drive. Stout had a lot of good punts in the first half. Was that a big part of it?
Yeah, a big part of it. Special teams is big because you get in that kind of a game where the defense is going to really make it tough on you and you don't have field position. You need to play. You need to play defense and you need to play special teams and you need to give your offense a chance to get rolling. As soon as our offense got breathing room, then we made plays. As soon as we had a little bit of breathing room, then Lamar was able to do what he does. We opened up the playbook and Lamar starts making plays and Zay starts making catches like he did. What was the one where he caught the ball, ducks under a tackle, then came out of that thing? That was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they got a chance to do. But the special teams and the defense, I think, set the offense, bought the offense the time to do that.
When you talk about the bounce back and handling the week, was there anything you said or did differently than he may not have done on another week, or did you just want it to be back to
the game? Man, I don't even remember. I don't remember any of that stuff. I say stuff and I forget, right, guys? I say stuff and I forget. So.
Nate Wiggins, he said that we would see him be a different player this year. Can you just talk about the growth? You mentioned his interception.
We've been seeing it in practice. Then it wasn't quite what he wanted in the game, you know, and we watched tape together, him and me. And he knew. He always telling me. And I thought he came out today and kind of locked in, just took a deep breath and played that technique that he wanted to play. And I think he'll just keep growing from there.
Do you have any injury updates on the Marlin and Kyle?
Yeah, none of those are like any kind of season-ending deals at all. It's just stuff we got to look at tomorrow and see where we stand. Okay, thanks.